This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The real estate market is slowing throughout the state. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on how the start of the spring home buying season is shaping up.
Across Colorado, higher interest rates are taking a bite out of the housing market. In March, the median price for a home in Denver County was down more than 12% from last year, according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. Prices were also down in Jefferson County. Meanwhile, the pace of sales has slowed significantly just about everywhere, including Grand Junction, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says he's against a state bill that would allow more housing density across most cities in Colorado. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
A land use and housing bill backed by Governor Polis would force many local governments to allow more density in residential areas and cut parking requirements. The idea is that would make it easier to build more homes, which would drive down prices. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says that's a fine goal, but objects to the state taking authority from cities like his. Dozens of local leaders across the state have made similar complaints. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The candidates for Denver's next mayor have not issued an opinion on the housing bill. The runoff election between Kelly Bruff and Mike Johnston is in June. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw will be pursuing criminal charges related to Wednesday's fire in Hartsville. A landowner is accused of violating a local burn ban. The fire burned about 40 acres. The fire ban is still in effect while it's windy in that part of the state. Police in Denver are investigating what they call an assault this week at Coors Field. Dinger, the Colorado Rockies Triceratops mascot, was tackled by someone who jumped from the stands during a home game. That person has not been identified. The person inside the Dinger costume also was not hurt. In Denver today, a chance for rain, maybe some snow. Highs in the mid-40s today and tomorrow. Then it's sunnier and warmer on Sunday. This is CPR News.